Trader of Secrets by Steve Martini. Performed by Dan Warren. Chapter 1. Most of the blood left on the concrete floor of the garage in Washington belonged to the big black investigator working for Madriani, the man named Herman Diggs, but not all of it. Laquita could feel the tight constraint of the large gauze bandage covering the searing wound under his right arm. Every bump in the highway brought pain as the motion tugged on the metal staples holding the wound closed. It made his eyes water. Still, the pain kept him awake and on course. What kept Laquita going was his hatred for Madriani and an unquenchable thirst for retribution. The firm of Madriani and Hines had caused him to lose a small fortune, enough money for Laquita to retire. That was before the lawyer's investigator carved up Laquita's back with a knife, but not before Laquita had dealt the man a death blow. As the bastard lay dying on the concrete floor, Laquita twisted the knife by telling him that he knew where the girl was and that she was next. Now he intended to make good on the promise. His right arm hung limp in a sling as he steered with his left hand. Laquita struggled to keep his eyes on the road, periodically holding the wheel with his knees as he sipped fluids, alternating between coffee and orange juice. He refused to consume the pain pills given to him by the physician, for fear they might dull his senses. Not until the girl was dead. The doctor had told him to change the bandages daily and to remain quiet for at least a week to allow the stapled sutures to heal.